Imagine this, an AI fighting millions of dogfights, learning, adapting, mastering tactics, all in the time it takes you to just blink.
Yeah, it sounds like science fiction, doesn't it? But it's a really powerful way to grasp how AI works on a completely different clock speed than we do.
It really forces you to rethink things.
Yeah.
We're so used to our own experience of time, you know, how it governs learning, how long things take.
Exactly. Our lives run on this sort of linear track. But AI, it's operating in a temporal dimension that's, well, frankly, alien to us.
And that's exactly what we're diving into. We're looking at this fascinating book, Go You John, Go You Don, Go Joe, Go You, Go Yo. Now, for you listening, that basically translates to Warriors of Compressed Time, how artificial intelligence surpasses human time.
And it's not just saying AI is faster. The book argues it's fundamentally changing how we even think about time itself.
Right. So our mission here for you is to pull out the really critical stuff from this book.
Yeah, we want to give you a clear, efficient path to understanding this whole AI and time relationship and why it matters so much across, well, pretty much everything. Think of it as your shortcut to getting up to speed on a major shift.
Okay, let's ground ourselves first. Human time. We all get this, right? It's linear, it runs out, it's tied to our bodies.
Our sleep cycles needing rest.
Yeah, the whole 24-hour thing.
Yeah.
And how we learn skills over time, you know, that whole 10,000-hour rule idea, time has always been like the big limiting factor for us humans.
That's spot on. Our intuition, our whole experience tells us expertise takes time. You practice, you fail, you learn. It happens within our physical clock.
Time has always been the bottleneck.
Until now, maybe, because AI just throws that whole rule book out the window.
Right. No fatigue, no need for breaks, and crucially, it can do tons of things at once, run countless simulations simultaneously.
So an AI can rack up experience in virtual time, maybe in just hours, that would take a human pilot, say, their entire career to get.
Except perhaps
Yeah, it's
so.
a paradigm shift.
And the book makes this really interesting distinction, doesn't it, between our physical time and AI's computational time.
Yes, that's key. Our physical time just ticks along. But computational time? That's flexible. It can be massively compressed, accelerated, depending on the computer power, the software.
The parallel processing capability.
Exactly. Think of it like temporal bandwidth. Humans, we have a pretty narrow bandwidth for processing stuff in time. AIs can be incredibly wide.
Can you give us some concrete examples? Make it less abstract.
Sure. Think about self-driving cars. You can't just drive them millions of real miles easily. It takes forever. It's risky.
Right.
So companies run simulations. Millions, maybe billions of miles driven virtually, testing scenarios way faster than reality allows.
Okay, makes sense.
Or, as the book really digs into, military AI. An AI can run through, I don't know, hundreds of thousands of virtual dogfights while a human pilot does just a few training sorties.
It can explore strategic options in like an hour that humans haven't explored in the entire history of warfare.
That's the kind of scale we're talking about. It's mind-boggling.
Which leads to this tricky area, the line between the simulation and the real world. Because the simulation isn't perfect, right?
Absolutely not. You've got sensor limitations in the real world, unexpected events, models that aren't quite right. There's always a gap.
Yeah.
But the sheer power of that speed in simulation is undeniable. It lets AI explore this huge space of possibilities, find strategies, tactics that humans might just never stumble upon because we simply don't have the time to try everything.
And the book uses a really powerful example here, the DARPA Alpha Dogfight Trials. What was that all about?
Right, the Alpha Dogfight Trials, this is back in 2019, I think. DARPA set up this challenge, AI versus AI, and then AI versus a top human pilot in simulated F-16 combat.
Kind of a benchmark test.
Exactly. And the really stunning part, which the book highlights, is this AI from Heron Systems. It built up its experience through simulation. We're talking thousands of times more combat flight hours than any human pilot could get in a lifetime.
And that led to some unexpected results. You mentioned tactics humans avoid.
Precisely. Because it wasn't limited by, human reaction times or the physical stress of pulling G's or even the rules humans tend to follow.
Like safety rules.
Yeah, or just established doctrine. It discovered tactics that were surprisingly effective. That head-on guns shot is the classic example.
Risky move for a human pilot, right?
Very risky. But the AI figured out through all those simulations that statistically it was actually a winning move in certain situations. It saw possibilities humans had kind of ruled out.
And the final score against the human pilot.
5-0 in favor of the AI.
Wow. Okay. That really drives home the point about compressed time learning, but it also throws up a huge question for us, doesn't it? If AI finds solutions this way, in its own accelerated time, can we even understand them or trust them?
That's a critical point the book raises. It's not just military. Think finance, manufacturing, AI running millions of virtual experiments overnight.
Finding patterns no human could see.
Exactly. Optimizing things in ways we wouldn't have thought of. The challenge then becomes, how do we as humans learn to work with that? How do we interpret and use this compressed time knowledge? We need new skills, new ways of thinking.
Which seems to lead directly to the book's big idea, this notion that we're entering an era where humans aren't the only ones controlling the clock, so to speak.
That's the core argument. We have to recognize AI's role now in how time is used, how it's leveraged. The book calls it sharing the new dominance of time.
Sharing time sovereignty. Quite a phrase.
It is. It pushes us to think about the technological, strategic, even the philosophical implications of this new reality. AI isn't just a faster tool. It's like a new kind of entity operating on its own timescale.
Let's dive deeper into that military angle, because the book gives it a whole chapter, Military AI and the Domination of Time. It starts with a really basic truth about war.
Yeah, it makes the point that war is fundamentally a race against time. Who sees first, who decides first, who acts first.
Speed kills, as they say.
Essentially, yes. History is full of examples where being faster surprise attacks, getting inside the enemy's decision cycle was decisive.
And humans, well, we have built-in delays in that process. Observation, judgment, command, actually doing something. It all takes physical time.
Absolutely. Our senses take time. Our brains take time to process under stress. Communication takes time. We have inherent limits.
Which brings us back to the alpha dogfight trials. DARPA wanted to know.
Could AI actually fly and fight as well as, or maybe even better than, a top human pilot in a complex dogfight? That was the question.
Yeah, and you had the big defense companies involved, but also these AI specialists like Heron Systems.
Right, and Heron, maybe the underdog, came out on top. We talked about how, but what was the engine behind that success?
The compressed time learning, you said.
Yes, using deep reinforcement learning, which sounds complex, but the basic idea is the AI learns by trying things out in simulation millions and millions of times.
Like playing a game against itself over and over, incredibly fast.
Kind of, yeah. But crucially, it wasn't just programmed with human strategies. It discovered what worked best through this massive trial and error process in compressed time.
So it wasn't just copying human experts. It was genuinely finding its own way.
That's the key distinction. And that's why it came up with things like that head-on gunshot stuff outside the human playbook.
And the book contrasts this AI capability with the human pilot's experience. What are the main differences highlighted?
Well, the obvious ones. Human physical limits, G-forces, fatigue, psychological stress, fear, information overload, trying to track everything at once.
Things the AI just doesn't deal with.
Right. AI gets perfect real-time data, feels no fear, doesn't get tired, and has that immense memory of simulated experience to draw on instantly.
So it's not just reflexes, it's this deep well of learned responses. And you mentioned it often sees the initiative early in the fights.
Consistently. The Heron AI usually made the first decisive move, getting into an attack position before the human pilot could fully orient and react.
And that wasn't just luck or raw speed in the moment.
The book argues it was a direct result of learning the optimal opening moves through all those millions of simulated encounters. It had practiced the first few seconds of the fight countless times.
Okay, so what are the key technologies making this time domination possible? The book lists a few, right?
Yeah, it points to several things working together. First, the reinforcement learning algorithms, the brain that learns. Second, those sophisticated virtual simulation environments, the practice ground.
We need somewhere realistic to practice.
Exactly. Third, serious high-performance computing power to run it all fast and in parallel. And fourth, clear reward systems telling the AI what counts as success or failure so it learns the right things.
It's quite a technological stack. But the book doesn't just say AI wins, humans lose, does it? It talks about collaboration.
No, it's more nuanced. It argues that while AI might find these optimal strategies in its compressed time, humans are still vital.
For what?
For interpretation. For adapting those AI strategies to the real messy world with all its uncertainties. For understanding the bigger picture, the context, the ethics, the strategic goals beyond just winning the dogfight, Humans bring intuition, adaptability.
So it's pointing towards human-machine teaming, not replacement, and the implications go way beyond just fighter jets.
Oh, absolutely. The book frames Alpha Dogfight as a signal, a sign of the strategic shift where dominating time, through rapid virtual learning and adaptation, becomes crucial.
For competitiveness across the board, not just military.
Yes, in any field where speed of learning and strategy development matters, which is pretty much everywhere these days.
Okay, so wrapping up this part, the core message from our deep dive here is that AI fundamentally exists on a different timescale. It compresses learning and experimentation incredibly, and we saw a stark example with the Alpha Dogfight trials.
Exactly. And for you listening, understanding this difference isn't just about military tech. It's crucial for grasping AI's impact everywhere and thinking about how we partner with machines that learn so differently so quickly.
Which leaves us with a really big question to chew on, doesn't it?
Yeah.
If AI can compress time like this, generate insights almost faster than we can absorb them, how do we humans adapt?
How do our own learning processes need to change? How does our decision-making evolve to effectively work alongside these incredibly fast learning systems?
Yeah, I mean, what does being well-informed even mean anymore when an AI can simulate decades of experience in, what, seconds?
It's a profound question, and one that I think we'll all be grappling with for a long time to come.